Welcome to the Black Sparrow Media Internet Broadcast Network.
You're listening to Linux in the Ham Shack. LHS is a podcast about Linux, open source and amateur radio for everyone. Now here are your hosts, Russ, K5TUX, Cheryl, W5MOO, and Bill, NE4RD.
Hello and welcome everybody to episode number 232 of Linux in the Ham Shack. This is the Weekender edition. So we're going to tell you about some upcoming contests, some special event stations, some cool things you can do with the Linux operating system and open source. And then we're going to roll on to neat things like food and drink and wine and debauchery and all kinds of stuff. So because that's where it's at.
Well, yeah.
So here we go. I'm Ross, K5TUX.
I'm Cheryl, W5MOO.
And I'm Bill, NE4RD.
So we'll start off with some contests in the amateur radio world.
Yeah.
No. You did the whole last episode. Give me some.
Oh, okay.
I know you like to hear yourself talk and all, but come on.
Wow. I can't.
Okay. Go right ahead. All right. So the first thing we have is the DRCG Worldwide RIDI contest. And that is the, let's see, what is it? Deutschland Radio or RIDI contest group. Deutschland RIDI contest group, I think, is what DRCG is. So obviously that's German. The RIDI contest will be going from 0000 Zulu to 0759 Zulu on June 9th, and then from 1600 Zulu to 2359 Zulu also on June 9th. And I think I messed this up, but that's probably 800 Zulu to 1559 Zulu on June 10th. It's a RIDI contest, of course, so you'll have to be using RIDI. It's from 80 meters through 10 meters, no work bands, because you know how it works with contests, no work bands, and a link to additional information, including scoring and rules and all that kind of stuff, will be in the show notes. And then also coming up this weekend, we have the ARRL June VHF contest. So if you're a technician and want to get into a contest, you can get into this one. It'll be from 1800 Zulu on June 9th to 0259 Zulu on June 11th. It involves the United States and Canada, anything from 50 megahertz and up. And of course, there's no work bands up there, so nothing to avoid. And information on scoring and all of that will be in the show notes as well. So, Cheryl, you want to talk about some contests for next weekend?
Sure.
Okay.
There is the All Asian DX contest. It runs from 000 Zulu on June 16th through 2400 Zulu on the 17th. It's 160 meters to 10 meters, no work. Information's in the show notes.
You want to do the rest of them?
Keep going? Yeah, sure. Just do the rest of them. All right. The next one is the Stu Perry Top Band Distance Challenge. It runs from 1500 Zulu on the 16th to 1500 Zulu on the 17th. That's 160 meters. Again, information's in the show notes.
And this one's basically to get as far as you can on 160 meters. That's the point of the contest. This is not racking up, you know, contacts. This is how far can you go on 160 meters.
And it's much harder this time of year because the summertime is a lot more atmospheric noise because of all the storms.
I just threw this one in there because we don't really talk about this kind of contest very often. They don't come up very often, so just thought it was something a little different. And the next one's kind of cool, so hit that one.
Okay. The next one is the ARRL Kids Day. Kids Day is designed to give on-the-air experience to young people and hopefully foster interest in getting a license of their own. It's also intended to give older hams a chance to share their station and love for amateur radio with their children and or grandchildren. And it runs from 1800 Zulu on the 16th to 2359 Zulu on the 16th. And information's in the show notes.
All right, very cool. So now, since Bill likes to hear himself talk, he can mention some of these special event stations. Hey, we wouldn't do this if we didn't like to hear ourselves talk. I mean,
special
he's not the only
events.
One. Yeah.
It's like, wow, I've been downgraded to special events.
That's
this
right.
Time.
Yeah, yeah, you only do special events.
Okay, we'll go ahead and get them anyway. American Cancer Society Relay for Life N1C is a special event station here on the June 6th and or sorry June 8th and June 9th.
See why you only get from, to do special events?
Yeah, it just totally messes me up here. From 2000 Zulu on the 8th to 1959 Zulu on the 9th, so a good 24-hour swath of special event station. This is located in Gardner, Massachusetts, where amateurs. Area amateurs there in Massachusetts will be helping out. It's going to be on all the FT8 frequencies, all of them, except for, you know, not the bands that they don't mention here. 20, 40, and 80 will be the ones they'll be on. Now, they'll probably be on any band they can possibly work, and 10 meters has been hopping like crazy. But they'll also have a voice on 20, 40, and 80 meter sideband. So go check them out. It's a great cause. A lot of towns have these Relay for Lives. I know our town has a big event as well. So get out there and help support the American Cancer Society Relay for Life. It's a great project. Next one we have here is the Grand Prix de Montreal VE2 Speed. This will be running from June 8th as well, from at Zero Zulu all the way to the 15th. So this is running for, it looks like, a week here in Saint Jerome, Quebec. Or sorry, is that Quebec? No,
that is Quebec.
Yeah, that's Quebec.
That's
yeah.
Quebec.
All right, Quebec. So VE2,
that's where Montreal is.
Quebec, yeah. So VE2JCW is the contact point on this, and they'll be on 14030, 3.525, 14.340, and 7.020, as well as all other bands and all other modes. So I'm not sure why we have set frequencies, but it looks like they'll have some calling frequencies that they specifically mentioned for, looks like CW and voice for sure. So, check them out there at the Grand Prix de Montreal. NASA on the air, a NOTA event, NN4, SIA. So November 4, Sierra Alpha will be on the air from June 18th at Zero Zulu to June 24th at 2359. So they're running for about a week as well. They're in Huntsville, Alabama. The NASA Marshall Space Flight Center Amateur Radio Club will be on the air on, looks like, voice on three bands. 15 meters, they'll be on 21.295. 20 meters, will be 14.235. And 40, they'll be on 7.195. They're asking you to send a SAISI for NN4SA, NOTA QSL card, or log into nasaontheair.wordpress.com for details regarding an end-of-the-year downloadable certificate for NOTA. So it looks like this is going to be an ongoing event. I believe we've talked about this one before. That's what I'm trying to remember, that they have had other space centers and other NASA buildings on this particular program. So check out their website there for more information.
All right, very good. So those are the upcoming contests and special events for the next couple of weeks. Maybe you can come participate in a couple of those, or even one. We'll see, I guess. A quick announcement, and I mentioned this in the last show, but I'll mention it again on this show, that since Bill is going to be roaming around Western Europe for the next couple of weeks, our show schedule might be in slight state of flux. So just check the social media networks that you're connected to us on, and also the website, to make sure that you're aware of when the upcoming recording schedule is going to be, in case things actually get out of sync or whatever. So, and then there's also our little ham radio challenge for the next couple of weeks. We'd like to put these out and get people to participate in things. And this time around, I would say, if you could participate in the ARRL Kids Day we just mentioned, and see if you can get a youngster interested in amateur radio, because they are the future of the hobby. So give that a try. All right. And we're going to move on now to open source things you can do for the next couple of weekends. And the first thing you can try is a Linux distribution called Q4OS. It's a lightweight Debian-based distribution, which features the Trinity desktop, which is a continuation of the KDE3 desktop environment. The project's latest release, Q4OS 2.5 introduces several package updates and also makes it possible to install the KDE Plasma 5 desktop alongside Trinity. The system installer configures the system the usual way, but decides afterwards to offer additional installation of the Plasma desktop if sufficient hardware resources are detected. So a user can log in and switch back and forth between the lightweight efficiency of the Trinity desktop and more advanced Plasma desktop environment according to his or her choice. Other changes include Pulse Audio with better system integration for easier audio management, the Q4 OS installer improvements, Firefox 60, and LibreOffice 6. Important security and bug fixes, as well as cumulative upgrades covering all changes since previous Q4 OS 2 Scorpion, the stable release. So maybe give that one a try. Q4 OS. You can find it on DistroWatch, and you can just go to, I think it's q4os.org or something simple like that, but easy enough to find, and give it a try. All right, Cheryl, you want to read the upcoming events?
I can.
In open source, we've already talked about amateur radio events, so.
Well,
yes, we have. So here's some open source stuff coming up.
Yeah, so our first event is the Texas Linux Fest. It's an annual community-run conference for Linux and open-source software users and enthusiasts from around the Lone Star State or wherever you're from. Whether you use free software and Linux at home, in your place of business, in your school or nonprofit, or you're just simply curious, Texas Linux Fest offers something for you. It is June 8th and 9th, which is this weekend in Austin, Texas. And the next one is the Open Source Data Center Conference. June 12th and 13th, Berlin will be the capital of the Open Source Data Center Solutions. The international conference is especially adapted to experienced administrators and architects. Get in touch with the international OS experts, benefit from their comprehensive experience, learn about the current developments, and gain the latest know-how for your daily practice. Have a great time sharing expertise, networking, and socializing with the open source community.
And a link to where you can find out more information about the Open Source Data Center Conference and the Texas Linux Fest will be in the show notes. Yep, absolutely. All right, and a quick open source challenge for the next couple of weeks is use an open source tool to complete a current task. So, like, if you have something going on where maybe you need to calculate the square root of something, you know, use an open source calculator or whatever. Just use some sort of open source utility to do something. There you go.
So that doesn't include the penguin game.
No, that was a previous challenge using Tux Racer.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
Tux Racer is fun.
So. Tux Racer is fun.
But that could be a current task, you know.
Well, you can keep doing it. That's true. That's true.
Yeah, yeah. Just keep playing Tux Racer. It's fun.
Kill time. So did anybody play any open source games since the last time? I didn't.
No, because I found
Yeah, and you have an Apple phone. Will you?
Yeah, mister, I have an iPhone 6 and an iPhone 10. Let's not go there.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, Cheryl's going to go back the Galaxy route because she hates Apple and she likes Linux. So,
woohoo. Yeah. Woo-hoo! Android's only marginally Linux, but I guess we'll just.
It's better than Apple.
We'll see. All right, so we're going to move on to the fun stuff now and talk about a couple of weeks worth of hedonism. So let's get into it. And the first thing we're going to talk about is food.
Yes, so, food is very important.
That's right. So, keep our stomachs acquiesced.
Yes, yes. So anyway, summertime is the time for grilling and camping, and this is the perfect recipe. We have not personally had this recipe yet, but the friend that recommended the recipe to me earlier today apparently did it last night and raved about it. So I'm sharing that recipe with you guys today. And it is for garlic herb butter steak packets. And for this, you need some small red potatoes cut into fourths, some carrots, some canned mushrooms. Don't want extra liquid in here. Red bell pepper, green bell pepper, red onion, salt and pepper, olive oil, and some steak. And you top that with butter, parsley, garlic, rosemary, thyme, salt, and pepper, and you mix your vegetables with some olive oil, put them on some foil sheets that are about 18 by 12, put your steak on top of it, and seal those up, and stick them out on your grill, and grill them for 20 to 30 minutes, or if you don't have a grill, you can do them in the oven, at 400 for about an hour. So, and apparently they were the best thing ever. So, Russ is going to be grilling this weekend, I have a feeling.
Well, am I?
Well, yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah, I want to really try these because it sounds really good. So.
All right. So that does sound very good, actually. Anything that has grilled steak in it, it's pretty much hard to beat. So.
Well, yeah, and it's got veggies and stuff, too. So, you know, it's healthy.
That's right. Yeah. They counteract the steak, do they? They make it healthy? Mm-hmm. Okay. Actually, what I would say is that the steak counteracts those terrible, unhealthy vegetables that are in there.
There you go.
So,
and what, the garlic butter helps slide down, helps everything slide down, or what?
Of course.
But you could just pick out the pieces of the steak that you cubed up and put in there, and then you just throw the rest of the packet away.
Yeah, there you go.
Very good. All right, so we'll move quickly on to my drink corner for tonight, and I don't have any new scotches to try, so I'm going to go back to something that I've had in the pantry for a long time, but I have not reviewed yet, and that is Booker's Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. This is a Jim Beam product. It's actually curated by Booker No, who is like the head, I don't know what they call him, the head distiller at Jim Beam, or it's like the great grandson or something of the original.
Right.
Grand distiller at Jim Beam or Grand Poobah or Grand Wizard or whatever. No, I'm just kidding. But I've had this in the pantry for a while. It's really good stuff, so I thought I would give a review of it here. There's some interesting things about this to be noted as we go through this. The first is its ABV, which is barrel strength. This is straight out of the cask, no dilution whatsoever. And every bottle varies in proof. It's always between 120 and 130 proof. So it's always very high proof. Mine was the 2015-01 batch. And my particular bottle was 128.7 proof, which is 64.35% alcohol. So as you can tell from that, it's going to have some alcohol characteristic to it because it's very, very high in alcohol content. This comes from Claremore, Kentucky. Claremont, Kentucky. Yes. I'm trying to do this without actually looking at the screen, which is probably a bad idea. The color on it is a really, really nice, rich, slightly mahogany-ed, dark caramel color, which is probably because of the fact there's no dilution to it. So you're getting all of that caramel color out of the wood straight into the glass. So the nose on it, of course, and if you breathe in high proof alcohol like this, you don't nose it with your mouth closed. Always make sure your mouth is open. Otherwise, you're just going to get a snoot full of alcohol, and that's all it will taste like or even smell like. But you get alcohol, of course, forward because it's really, really high in alcohol content. The next thing you get is the smoked oak, the char from the barrel. But right up there at the top with it is a smell of cream sherry. If you've ever had cream sherry, you'll know what that's like. It's very sweet. This is a surprisingly sweet bourbon for as high in alcohol content as it is. You get light floral notes, like dry herbs. I'm not sure I can pick out specific herbs. But what's that dry thing that looks like pine needles?
Rosemary.
Okay.
You talking about the plant that's in the kitchen window?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's rosemary.
Okay. It definitely has a hint of that in there. And probably other type spices or dried flowery kind of scents as well. And then there's the scent of a bowl of nuts. That's what I put on here. And a bowl of nuts is, you know what I'm talking about, like at the holidays, when you get that bowl of like walnuts and filberts and everything that are still in the shell and you have to crack them to eat them. The sort of overall scent of that is present in here as well. So when you taste it, which I'm going to do right now, you got to sip this really, really slow because, it'll kick your ass.
You'll be passed out the floor in 2 minutes. Yeah.
But you can drink this straight out of the glass without any water dilution or anything, even at 127 proof. It's that good. The taste on it's not quite as complex, I guess you would say, as the nose, but you definitely get some different things in here. The alcohol, because of the alcohol burn it literally does take away some of the nose notes. You get some of those back if you do water it down a little bit, but just straight out at full proof, I get oak, vanilla, caramel, raisin, and a little bit of a leather on the finish. And there's some of that subtle herbal note as well. But this is an amazing straight bourbon whiskey. It's really, really good. I rated it at 94 because it's amazing. It does cost between like $65 and $70 a bottle, somewhere in there. It comes in a really, really cool box. So if you like collecting things, you can definitely keep hold of the box as well. But if you've got a desire to try some high strength bourbon, give Booker's a try. It's not that expensive. And mine lasted me, 2 years?
No, you actually got it for Father's Day in 2015.
Oh, that's right. So 3 years.
Yeah.
Because it's not something you drink every day, but it's worth it. So give it a try. All right. Now we'll move on to whatever Bill's drinking today.
Yeah. So being in Florida, I figured I'd go out and try to find something very local here. So I took a little trip down to the ABC, which is not a state liquor store like it is in most states. This is actually a chain of wine and cigar and beer stores here in Florida. And I found a nice IPA from Seventh Son Brewery, and it's called the Headbanger IPA. And it has a 6.5% alcohol volume, and it has 70 IBUs, so it's not terribly bitter. And it's out of Dunedin, Florida. And there's another brewery here down the street I'll probably try. I don't know if I'll try it this week, but probably when I get back, called Cobb. And they had a nice stout that I did do a tasting of while I was at the ABC. They have a growler fill station and a bunch of local beers on tap there that you can try and get a growler fill. So I thought that was kind of cool. So I picked up a growler of this stuff. And it's nice as a very light color. It's very very light yellowish color. It's very hoppy. It's crisp and yummy. It's a great beverage to sit by the pool and just relax and drink. And I'm pairing that with a La Gloria Cubana Siri Aris Deli cigar, and it's quite excellent.
All right, very good. Nice pairing there. And I love how you say beer is the color of like piss, basically.
Yeah, it was very light for an IPA. Normally the IPAs take on a darker color, you know, because of they're more amberish looking. This one was very very light looking. Kind of was a surprise to me. I'm like, well, I'll try it out anyway. And yeah, it was pretty good. So got the growler and enjoyed a pint of it a little bit ago.
All right, excellent. So you said that cigars are kind of cheap down there.
Well, there's no extra taxes beyond the normal tax. So the sticks, going in and buying individual sticks is cheaper for sure. I don't go in and all of a sudden every stick is like $15 or something like that. You know, I was able to pull this one was like $6 or $7, which is reasonable for a single stick price for this quality and as well the size. It was a 6x60, of course.
Of course it was, yes.
Because that's what Bill
yes.
smokes.
That's what Bill smokes, yes, that's right.
Yes, yeah, and I picked up some Gurkha Ghosts as well, and I kind of like that particular Gurkha. I'm not a huge fan of Gurkha cigars, but I picked up a couple of those as well while I was here, so I probably won't smoke those this time before I take off to Europe, but I'll definitely have those for next time.
All right, very cool. So I actually picked out a music selection for tonight just to wind up with something a little fun. It's not very long. It only runs 3.5 minutes. And it's by a group called Cloud Maze. They're out of Moscow, Russia. And I think once again, in the lexicon of new music, this is a group of one person. This happens a lot in the Creative Commons world where people just take, you know, a digital audio workstation, a couple of instruments and some digital loops, and they make their own music and they, you know, give themselves a name and everything. So I think this is just one guy out of Moscow. This was released actually only about 3 weeks ago in the middle of May of this year, 2018. It's a track called Kleptocussion, and I got this off of Jamendo, and it's kind of like a hard rock electronic track, which was kind of interesting to me. So I queued it up and Let's listen to it now. Kleptocussion by Cloud Maze, the guy from Moscow, about 3 weeks ago. So there you go. And there are actually lots of references to him on the internet. I've got a link to the Jamendo track, but you can find the Cloud Maze on Facebook and SoundCloud and all kinds of other places. So there you go. Nice kind of going down the road toe tapper to wrap up the show with, I guess. So let's check the chat room, see who's in there. We had Steve, KD0IJP. We had Dave, KB0OWD. We have Ted, WA0EIR, who joined us for this Thursday night broadcast of our program. We want to thank everybody who tunes in after the fact and who listens live and who contributes and is just generally a part of our world. We really appreciate each and every one of you. So is that all before we send you off to Europe, Bill?
I think that's it.
I think that's it. We'll call it a wrap.
All right.
Yes, sir.
All right. So this has been episode number 232, the Weekender edition of Linux in the Ham Shack. And I'm Russ, K5TUX.
I'm Cheryl, W5MOO.
And I'm Bill, NE4RD73.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Linux in the Ham Shack. LHS is a community-sponsored podcast. Our website is located at lhspodcast.info. You can support the program by visiting the LHS Patreon page of patreon.com/LHS podcast or using the contribute link on the website. Get in touch via social media. The show has a presence on Google+, Facebook, Twitter, Discord, and YouTube. Or you can drop an email to info@lhspodcast.info or record a voicemail at 1-909-LHS-SHOW. That's 1-909-547-7469. Visit the IRC channel, LHS Podcast, on the Freenode IRC network. Also visit the online merchandise store at shop.lhspodcast.info for fun and fashionable LHS merchandise. Become an ambassador and represent LHS at a Linux convention or hamfest. Email ambassadors@lhspodcast.info or visit the website for details. The podcast is recorded live every Monday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time. Connect to the stream at stream.blacksparrowmedia.net/8008/LHS live. Until next time, over and out. Linux in the Ham Shack and the Linux in the Ham Shack logo are released under a Creative Commons Attribute Non-Commercial No Derivatives 4.0 International License.